Hello from the Horn. This is Ike and I'm with
Hako here.
And what's up? You said you want to talk about something really interesting.
Asakatsu.
What's that?
Today's topic is asakatsu.
What's asakatsu?
Asa means
morning.
Katsu means
like a pork?
No. Asakatsu is like the 何短くする何? The short version of 朝活動 朝 morning 活動 activities morning activities
morning activities thank you.
In Japan since 2008 it's very popular especially among their office ladies OLs in Tokyo.
Wait, are you talking about radio taiso?
No. It can be, yeah.
Wait, well, first let's explain radio taiso, because that has a lot of, that's like a part of Japanese history.
Okay, but you're going to give me time to talk about asakatsu, right?
Of course, this episode is going to be all about asakatsu, but it's kind of related, right?
That's right. Radio taiso. Okay, so radio taiso is basically their morning activities for, especially for old people in the morning.
Construction workers.
You're talking about the heroes. So in the heroes, the hero and his colleague, I forgot his name, but Korean American guy.
In the TV show,
they are doing radio taiso, radio han, asre nani?
Okay, well, let's explain radio taiso is Jesus. Okay. So Radio Taiso is this morning program on the radio. When did it start?
Before the war
or after the war?
Before, right?
Before the war.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, we have to fact check that.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, it's basically a radio program that starts at 6:30 in the morning. What time? 6:30 in the morning. And it's like this, what you hear is this happy Japanese man instruct you to exercise, like say, put your hands up, put your hands down, put your head, touch your knees.
They actually have a song, okay?
It's kind of a song, yeah.
Like 1928.
It started.
Since because they're in a Showa Emperor, became an emperor, right?
Coronation Day.
Because the coronation of him, they made up their health activity
every morning and it's been going on since 1928.
Wow,
I didn't know that. Interesting. I'm sure it's been a different guy.
Yeah,
the singer of the exercise song.
Anyways, I don't know because it's a recording, right?
It's a very happy-go-lucky gentleman, and it's kind of like Ako said, it's a song.
One, two,
and you gotta do. You just follow along.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like Japan's version of Tai Chi or Tai Chi Chuan.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like in China, they do this ancient moving meditation. You see a lot of old people. Well, in Japan, very very few people do Tai Chi Chuan, but a lot of older people. They put on the radio and they just listen to this Japanese man sing off these exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or like my memories, like in summer vacation time, we are recommended to go to their radio taiso in the morning, 6:30 from 6:30. We have to very early, wake up very early, right? And if I go to the radio taiso, I can get the one stamp on their seat, like a summer vacation seat. And if you fill up, if you go every day without missing, and you can get like some prize or something.
Where is this in Japan?
Yeah, when I was in elementary school.
Okay.
It happens a lot.
So it's kind of like a stamp rally.
Well, yeah. But you know, it's really difficult because, you know, like Obon season, we go to my grandma's place.
Can you explain what Obon is?
Obon is like a... I forgot the Mexican, like a Mexican thing, like a remember me.
Yeah, okay, Coco. So Obon is the Japanese Day of the Dead, but instead of the Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Instead of Day of the Dead, it's a Week of the Dead. It's like a week-long event. So basically it happens in August, the middle of August?
Yeah, like a second week or so.
Second week of August. People like to go to their hometowns, go to their departed They like to go to the graveyards and ask their relatives, their past relatives, to return home mm-hmm. and enjoy dinner and snacks mm-hmm. with the family.
That's right.
In a symbolic fashion, mm-hmm. of course.
So because of that, I never finished the stamp lorry ever, but I didn't mind. But anyways, that's one of their asakatsu. Right? From there, long time ago. But from 2008, it became so popular among their office lady, especially in Tokyo. Because, you know, you don't want to, like, usually you wake up kind of late and, oh my God, it's time to go. And they just rush to their makeup and rush to their train and rush to their company. And their morning time is like miserable, right?
And you should also make the point that office women or OLs, uh-huh. office ladies, I should say, office ladies, OLs, that's what they're called here in Japan, OLs. They have to get to the office earlier than the men mm-hmm. because, get this, they have to, a lot of times, have to prepare tea.
That's right.
For their male counterparts.
Yeah, it's for old companies, right?
Yeah.
Very old tradition, but the after it's still there.
And, you know, I met a lot of them, and I used to teach English to them back when I lived in Tokyo, and they told me their stories of making tea for these guys. And, plus they have to put on makeup. You know, a guy getting ready and a girl and a woman getting ready is two different things.
Okay? Yeah.
I just get up if I want to put some wax on my hair and maybe shave, and that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, that's right. So the OLs need some time for, like, a refreshment. If you can refresh your mind in the morning, your day will be wonderful, right? Like, 早起きは三文の徳. The early birds get worms.
Okay.
早起きは三文の徳. If you wake up early, you can get the 3 cents better.
早起きね.
No, 早起き.
早起き.
That's right.
Okay. Wake up early.
Wake up early is better for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? So in Tokyo, the basically, like, there's many, like, association, like, groups that they do the asakatsu. Like, often they do yoga, morning yoga. That's wonderful. Morning, their cafe, morning, like, you know, they go to cafe in the morning and have a little breakfast and reading books or something like this. There's a many community about
so,
that.
There's no, it's not like, it doesn't have to be exercise.
Nope, that's not
it can not be all. Any type of morning activity
yeah,
before work.
Yeah, before work.
That's right. So asakatsu is any morning activity before work.
Mm-hmm, that's right. If you're rushing in the morning, you don't have any time for breakfast, right? It's wonderful if you go to cafe early in the morning, have their breakfast, where you just enjoy the time. It can be one of the refreshment. And then, besides, they do like yoga, they reading books, or sometimes English like classes or something like that. I think it's really good. And, you know, they can improve their skills in the morning. And then also, you can refresh your mind. Wonderful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have a confession.
What's that?
I did asakatsu this morning.
Okay. Can you fix your hair real quick? It's all crazy. Well, what do you mean you did asakatsu this morning?
Well, okay. In the morning, I wake up. Recently, my daughter wakes me up. Mama, wake up, wake up. Like that. And okay. And my morning is just a rush. She wakes up. I get ready for breakfast. I have to put makeup on. And I bring her to their kindergarten. Right? And then, when I get off the bus stop, I found that there's a one restaurant, I mean, izakaya, which is like a Japanese style, like a diner, right? Diner,
okay.
Right?
No, izakaya is more like a Japanese pub.
Okay,
a bar.
Japanese pub.
Are you
actually,
drinking in the morning?
No,
it's
no.
In the morning?
It's like a yakitori izakaya, yakitori like restaurant.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. But how can you do asakatsu if you don't have like a 9-to-5 job?
いいじゃん, 別に.
Well, I thought asakatsu is for those OLs.
Not only for OLs. I did asakatsu.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Then I found a restaurant. He put the sign. It said, Asaramen hajimemashita. 7 to 9. Asaramen.
So morning ramen. Welcome.
I started their morning ramen service from 7 to 9 o'clock. And when they bring her to the kindergarten, it's 8:50. oh my god, I can make it.
So and you went ate ramen.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that, and I did it today, this
Yay,
morning.
High
Yay!
Five. So you ate ramen. That's why you were so sleepy when you came home.
Huh? Sleepy?
Yeah, you had that carb dump.
Kind of.
And in your belly, so that's why you were so sleepy.
Yeah, that's right.
You look so tired.
No, I was really refreshed.
Okay, if you say so.
But you know, in Fukuoka, the ramen there is like a very many thick, rich tonkotsu ramen is their basic, right?
Yeah.
But he offered the chicken based shio ramen, salt based shio ramen, with a little piece of chicken and Naruto. How do you say that?
Naruto, to me is an anime character.
That's right. Naruto is a fish cake. Fish cake on their own.
Chikuwa.
Yeah. It's basically the same, just shape is different.
So chikuwa is a okay. You know in the West how hot dogs are made? You take a bunch of bits from the cow or the pig and you put them together into a sausage. Well, they in Japan have, you might call it a fish sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, they take components of fish and they smash them together into a paste.
Mm-hmm.
And you get like a fish sausage and they can manipulate the shape, manipulate the paste into any shape they want. And you have all kinds of they can make like a pig flower.
Put it
in the ramen. And yeah, it's...
That's right.
Yeah.
So Naruto is a fish sausage, basically.
That's right.
Yeah.
A slice of it.
Yeah, slice of it. So the fish sausage, Naruto, and chicken, and a little bit like green onions, and so delicious. And I just talked to the guy, and he said, yeah, there's a very few still, but there's a customers there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's very in front of their... Next to the bus stop, right? I guess there's not many people who wants to have a morning ramen before they go to work. I think it's a good idea. Yeah. And their bus stop is for their nanny towards to their city area. So I think, yeah, if he said it's not that many people having their morning ramen, but he's nanny hoping it's going to be like a new tradition for him.
Oh. And is this asakatsu, is this a new trend?
Not really from 2008, but still there's many people doing that, especially in Tokyo, I guess.
I mean, okay, maybe it's from 2008.
Or single.
But we're talking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it trending now or something?
Yeah, still. Yeah. There's many people who is doing yoga, but yeah, often they are like single OLs. Office ladies, right? Because if you have a family, you cannot do it. So I still remember when I was in Tokyo, I was working, it's kind of like a very famous company, right?
Oh, you mean the company you used to work for?
Yeah, okay. I still used to work for. And that area is really like a...
It's a very famous company.
A stylish area. And I saw many colleagues who is a single lady. One of those are very interesting. She's 40 years old. She's single. She was really enjoying her single life. And she's doing asakatsu in the morning, yoga. And sometimes in the lunch break, she goes to the gym. And after her work, she goes to a dance lessons or something like that.
Wow.
That's
a lot of activities.
Yeah, lots of activities.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. And she was really enjoying. And I found many people like that in Tokyo. You know, does that mean more ambitious people are there, I guess, in Tokyo?
It's 2020 and I'm just hearing about this.
Really? You didn't know that? Because you're not an office lady.
Yeah, so office men can't do this?
Office men.
They don't have any morning activities?
They do sometimes, I guess, but it's more for office ladies, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what my impression.
In Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, in the morning classes, sometimes it bleeds into the afternoon classes, we do have some Japanese salarymen that come in.
Yeah,
during their lunch break. It's not really morning. It's more like a lunch.
I don't know about the lunch break because you don't want to get tired. But at least you can refresh, though.
I guess so, yeah.
But what about lunch?
I don't know. I never asked. I did ask. That's not true. They'll usually get something small afterwards.
After.
Never before.
Why?
You never want to come to jiu-jitsu on a full stomach.
Oh, okay.
Because you might throw it up.
Ooh, yeah. Is it so hard?
It's not hard, just that, you know, you got people's knees on your belly, people trying to choke you. Yeah, you know, when you're doing jiu-jitsu, I haven't been in weeks.
You should.
I should definitely go sometime, maybe on Friday.
Yeah, do it.
We'll see. Just this coronavirus has me worried. Anyways, I don't want to get into that right now. But yeah, you never want to go to jiu-jitsu on a full stomach.
I see. Yeah, when I was in their company at the time, they're one of those are doing that, like gym, right, in the lunch break. And she is a super mom.
She was a mom.
Mom. She was super mom.
Explain
because,
why.
You know, she can have her own time before and after work, right? She's too busy. That's why she's doing the lunch time. And the before the work, she bring their kids to the international school by bicycle and come to the office earlier. My company has like flexible time that she came earlier and she can go home like earlier. So she comes like at 7:30 or something, and she leaves like 4:30 or something. Yeah, and 4:30 she's, otsukaresamadeshita. How do you say that?
We don't have otsukaresama in English. Basically, it means thank you for your work, or
thank you for your working,
or thank you for your efforts, or thank you. It's think of it as like a compound word.
Yeah, everything.
Like in thank you for your enduring hard labor or hard work.
That.
It's a word that we really don't have in English, at least.
I guess it's always like a greetings when you finish your work.
We don't have it in Spanish either. It's a greeting for your hard work, even though we're not in the same company, even though I don't have the same work you do, even though I'm not associated with your as how you make money or whatever. It's basically just thanking you for your work, even though I'm not involved with your work.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I say it's like a greeting words instead of bye bye, goodbye at the workplace.
Yeah, and also. Okay, let's say I'm drinking coffee and Ako just came out of the just came back from the garden, and I saw her planting, I don't know, fucking cabbage or something. And she's done, and I say otsukaresama.
Yeah, that's right, you can say otsukaresama.
And you know, I had nothing to do with it. I'm not in the garden, I'm drinking my coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
And let's say, for example, I hate gardens. I have nothing to do with it, but because she came out and I can see she put some effort, I say thank you for your work.
That's right.
Even though I don't benefit. Let's say I don't eat vegetables.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't benefit from this whatsoever. Uh-huh. I still thank her for her work. It's really important to stress that.
Yeah, but if you come to Japan, you're going to hear that very often.
That's one of these words you're going to hear a lot.
Yeah, hear a lot. Otsukaresamadeshita. So in her case, I'm leaving now. And thank you very much for your work. And bye-bye. Everything is included in otsukaresama, this word. That's a great word, isn't it?
It's a very useful word.
Yeah, useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she leaves like at 4:30 and pick up their kids from the school and make their dinner and blah, blah, blah. She was a super mom. And after I left her company, and after that she was headhunted by other very famous company.
That happens a lot. I mean, maybe it's not a lot, but it happened. Well, when I used to teach at a very, I don't want to say prestigious, but a very expensive English language school in Tokyo, a lot of the students were headhunted.
Really?
Yeah. They were, they had some third-party firm contacted them. They said, hey, we know about your skills. We know you did this and this for your current company. Why don't you come to this company? Now, to me, this is surprising because let me tell you something about Japanese companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing now a little bit, but when you join a company, that's your second family in Japan, traditionally speaking. They keep you there for life. You enter that company, you're there for life. They'll take care of everything for you.
Mm.
You know, you work, you get paid, and you get retirement. Everything's connected to your company. So there's an idea of loyalty to your company.
That's right.
And it's funny to see these old, mostly, actually I did see some women as well, but it's funny, it's interesting to see these Japanese men, women, who had amazing, you know, skills in what they did. Some of them were marketers, some of them were, a lot of them were really good at quality control. I don't know how they did that. Anyways, a lot of them were scouted and taken from their companies and brought to other companies. And I never asked them about the loyalty thing because it might come off as a rude question. But I always wondered, what about the whole loyalty to your company and all that stuff?
I guess it's changing, right? Especially in Tokyo, there's many like foreign companies now, and there's lots of competitions, and they are seeking the because Tokyo is a very big city, international, I say. So there's lots of people who are seeking better careers, like foreign like people, I guess. They, if it comes like a more like a little city. Fukuoka is a big still, you know, not like a Tokyo, right?
So yeah, to help you clarify, Fukuoka is ranked sixth in the size when it comes to cities in Japan. Sixth. Number two is Osaka. I don't know what's between Osaka and Fukuoka, but Fukuoka is number six. Go ahead.
Why are you so happy?
I'm not happy. Okay. I live in Fukuoka.
Yeah, okay. Population-wise, it was six, but I guess it's coming more and more.
Yeah, maybe. Upper. Okay, why don't you explain more, and I'll double-check.
No, it's okay. But anyways, so if it comes like a non-Tokyo city, I say, there's a more like old-style company, I say, and there's a more people who feels like a royalty. That's what I think. Did you think so?
Yeah.
There's many people like my former boss when I was working out of Tokyo. He was German, right? And he was in a German company, but he was headhunted to the American company. No, he's in America.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry.
See?
Fukuoka is ranked number 8.
Really?
Yeah. 2020. In population.
In population? Yeah, but Fukuoka is the only one city that is getting more and more population now.
Okay, let me read the list off for you. Number one...
Tokyo, right?
Tokyo. Number two, Yokohama. That's surprising, but yeah, anyways.
Yokohama is not even prefecture, though.
Largest cities, right?
A city, okay. Yeah. Fukuoka city, Yokohama city.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, you're upset. Number three... Osaka. Number four, Nagoya. Number five, Sapporo. Number six, Kobe. Number seven, Kyoto. Number eight,
Kyoto?
Fukuoka. Number nine, Kawasaki. And number 10, Saitama.
Wait, Kyoto?
Mm-hmm.
Kyoto? Population? Living population?
Population. Largest cities in Japan by population.
By population.
By decade. Okay, listen, let me tell you something, guys. When it comes to like the actual feel and look of the city, Fukuoka is much higher. Okay, because I can tell you right now, Fukuoka is more city than Kawasaki. Every day I was in Kawasaki. It's more city than Yokohama, most definitely. But yeah, those are the largest cities in Japan.
It's a by population, right?
By population.
Okay, what about the any best city to live?
Okay, listen, why are you upset?
You know, this is like a...
Obviously, you're making excuses for a result you don't like.
Yeah. But there's many like rankings that produced by many companies, right? It's really depends on the company, right? I just trying to find out like a best city to live. And number one is where?
Number one is best cities to live.
What do you say?
I would say Tokyo.
Yokohama.
Yeah, Yokohama. I agree with that. Yokohama is amazing.
Yes, their access is really good.
Access. I found some good information for you. It says according to the best for expats, Fukuoka is ranked number five.
Oh, this one number five too.
Okay, listen. Don't be upset. I love the city I live in. It's an amazing city. Okay. I highly recommend you guys listen and go to Fukuoka. We got a lot of things. It's the biggest city in Kyushu.
Yeah.
The southern island of Japan. Anyways, back to the idea of asakatsu.
Asakatsu. Yeah.
What's the most popular asakatsu activity?
Right now it seems like breakfast. Maybe people got tired.
That's not an asakatsu. It's called breakfast.
Yeah.
It's called gohan, right?
Gohan.
There's a word for it already.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, if you're like working at a company, you want to sleep as much as you want, right? Because often they come back really late, right?
That's right.
Yeah. But it seems like there's a more and more restaurant who is providing like a wonderful breakfast. I think that's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, I saw like a Chinese, like a congee?
Donkey.
Congee? Congee. Congee.
What's a congee?
Okayu.
Okayu. Oh, yeah. Okayu is a rice porridge.
Rice porridge. Don't you say congee?
I never heard of it. It sounds like a creature in Africa. I don't know what a congee is. But listen. Okayu, the Japanese word okayu, it just means rice porridge. Basically, rice and... What do you put in okayu?
Okayu, ocha. In Japan. In Japan, it's like a very
dashi?
Plain.
Dashi?
No, in Japan, they're plain.
Just
they're
water plain. And rice.
That's right. That's okayu. In Japan, okayu is for like sick people. I mean, the patients, right? If your stomach's very weak, your body's too
or
weak,
sensitive,
then you just say something easy to digest. That's okayu in Japan. But the most wonderful okayu ever is in Hong Kong or China.
This is a podcast about Japan.
That's right. That's right. But I think in Japan, we should introduce better okayu than here. We don't really put dashi or something.
You don't? Ever?
Not ever, but very few. If you put... Because, as I said, okayu is for they're weak people, right? So we just put sometimes the egg. They're just a plain porridge and an egg. And
just rice, egg, and water.
Yeah, because the concepts get better.
Not even salt?
A little bit.
That sounds so sad.
Yeah. Umeboshi.
That's something you give a prisoner or something.
Umeboshi is, by the way, like a pickled plum.
Pickled plum. It's sour. I'm not a fan.
I love it.
I was tricked.
Donde?
In America.
Huh.
I told you, my friend Gentaro.
Oh, yeah.
He said, this is... He got a package from his mom. We were university students. He's like, hey, Ike, this is a candy from Japan. That motherfucker. I ate that. I bit into that thing. It was so sour. The ends of my cheeks were like pressed together by how sour that thing was. And the thing about it was, it wasn't that it was sour. It's that I was my brain was expecting sweet.
I got the
other side of that.
Yeah, I understand that. Wow.
So, yeah, but he was a good friend.
We have their umeboshi candy, you know that, right?
Don't trick me either. You're not going to trick me. You're not going to sit here and lie to me.
I love it.
I've been here for almost 20 years. You're not going to tell you. This happened before I lived in Japan.
Okay.
There's no umeboshi candy.
Okay.
Is there umeboshi candy?
Huh?
Is there really umeboshi candy?
I can buy.
Okay. Anyway, keyword here is asakatsu, morning activity, and the word asa means morning, and just puts asa in front of something, and it's something morning, right? So asa gohan, it just means food or meal. Asa gohan means breakfast.
Yeah.
If you might have heard the word asahi. Mm-hmm. Asahi is morning sun.
Yeah, morning sun.
Morning sun. So asahi is a word they put into a lot of things. It's a very Japanese word in the sense that it captures the Japanese identity. They put it on beer. The very famous brand of beer here called Asahi. Mm-hmm. It's a company name. It means the like I said, the morning sun. And many newspapers are Asahi. The Morning Sun newspaper, for example, might be from a different company, but there you go. So asa. Morning.
Asa, that's right. And katsu, the activities, you can make lots of work with a katsu, ne?
Like tonkatsu.
No, the activity katsu.
Tonkatsu is a delicious meal. Basically, is fried pork, cut into pieces and you eat it with rice.
That's right, but it's not their katsu.
But same pronunciation.
That's right, same pronunciation, but this katsu is a katsudo activity, and there's many katsu activity going on, like a konkatsu, which is a kekkon katsudo, marriage activity. That means, you know,
searching. Group dating?
Sometimes searching like partners activity, which is that's a konkatsu. And recently, it's a very many popular words, ninkatsu, the ninshin katsudo, ninshin, like, the pregnancy.
Like sex?
Well, yeah, not only.
Activities that leads to pregnancy?
That's right. But it's not only about the sex, you know, there's a.
Ninshin katsu would be sex, ninkatsu. Right?
Yeah, but you know.
Ninshin is pregnancy.
That's right.
And katsu is activity.
Yeah, but
Once you're pregnant, you're pregnant.
That's right. But if you get. If you talk about ninkatsu, it's not only about sex, then sometimes you want to take it, like, see the timing, right?
Timing. For what?
For the sex.
So it's sex.
Babies.
The peak time.
Peak time, that's right.
For fertilization. Yeah.
Ninkatsu, you hear a lot in Japan right now because there's a biggest problem, one of the biggest problems in Japan, right?
Is the birth rate.
Birth rate. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Well, don't forget today's lesson, asa.
Asa katsu.
Katsu activity. Morning activity. And you can make your own words, put them together with different Japanese words to, you know, like asa gohan, for example. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, be good, take care, and we'll be back with more.
Ciao.
Anything you want to say?
My asa katsu was wonderful this morning.
You enjoyed the ramen, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Ciao.
Ciao, bye-bye.